Once again, for media members on the line, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Congratulations. Another tremendous Saturday for you and your program, knocking off 16th-ranked Charleston Southern 19-17 in your Elon home opener. As you've gone back and reviewed the game, give me your impressions on what impressed you about your team's performance.
Well, I think our resilience and our effort and our determination, you know, not to be denied at the end and finding a way, but I think we played really hard with a lot of energy, played physical on both sides of the ball, all three phases, really. And, you know, against a quality opponent. And really we're in position to sort of put the game away and, you know, failed to do that. Didn't finish quite as well as we would like to see. But, you know, when we called on our defense there at the end of the game, their backs were against the wall a number of times. They came through and we got the desired result.
You guys now 2 weeks right down to the wire on last play of the game, field goals. How much do you feel like that maybe the confidence that they gained in picking up that victory at Furman last week, did that help you down the stretch Saturday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you win games at the end like we have, it just strengthens your resolve and your confidence that when the game's on the line at the end that, you know, you're going to find a way to get the result that you want to get. And what was really different about both games was, you know, in the Furman game, offensively, the final two drives, we were clicking on all cylinders and kicked the field goal to win it. And in the last game, you know, the offense didn't get a lot done the last couple series, and the defense's back was against the wall totally. And, you know, we still found a way. And so, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about getting the win. But I do believe that our guys really believe they're in a good place right now. They have a lot of confidence. And, you know, if we can get the game to that point in the fourth quarter, in the final minutes, I think there's a high level of confidence that we're going to come out in front.
We're here with Elon head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to talk a little bit about the offensive effort in Breland Cypher's out, but Malcolm Summers with quite the workhorse performance, 30 carries, 178 yards, and the touchdown. Talk about his effort, and was it the game plan going in to try to run him as much as you could?
Yeah. Well, we were going to, you know, Frank last year returned their entire front and their linebacking core. They had some new guys in the secondary. Yeah, you know, going in, quite honestly, I thought we'd probably have to throw it a little bit more than we did. We did run the ball very well. We neutralized their front. Our offensive line really did a nice job. And Malcolm just did a tremendous. I can't say enough about the way he ran. He broke a number of tackles, yards after contact, had a number of explosive runs. He had a 60-yarder at the end of the game called back because of a holding call on the outside at receiver, where, you know, he'd have been up around, you know, 240 or so. So, you know, we had two drives of 90 yards or more, and so that was great to see.
How good do you feel about with Cyphers and also Deshaun McNair and Malcolm? How do you feel like your running game is progressing?
Well, I think it took a big step forward on Saturday, obviously. And, you know, it does all start up front. And, you know, we have a number of guys that have played a lot of football here. And I think they're becoming, you know, more physical and kind of developing that mindset that you're looking for, you know, which enables you to be successful running the ball. You know, across the board, we have a number of career starts. So, and then you throw those running backs in there, and they're all in that 195 to 215 pound area, and they're good north-south runners. And, you know, we have enough of them where we can keep them fresh. And so, you know, you're always going to have a chance to win, you know, if you can run the ball successfully. And it's going to help your pass game, too. It's going to help your defense. So that was great to see, and I'm hoping we can build on that this week.
I'm going to switch over to the defense because Charleston Southern, pretty dynamic offensive team that you guys are able to hold 322 yards. What did you like about the effort on that side of the ball?
Well, I like the way we're playing. I mean, we're playing fast, physical, and relentless. It's not always perfect in all three phases. You know, we've got to get 11 guys doing their job more consistently, but I thought we really did a nice job up front. We numbered guys play well. We saw some new schemes, a few more cracks, you know, on the outside that we hadn't seen on tape. Did a good job adjusting. You know, we bent, but we didn't break. And, you know, at the end of the game, when the game was on the line, you know, we had a number of guys come up big.
You guys lose the turnover battle, you know, 3-0, but your defense is able to still hang on. How big is that when they're able to hold the opposition? Usually when you're minus 3 in that category, that's not a very good sign, but your defense obviously stood tall.
And we had been big. We had been good in that area the first two games, and you don't see many times when you lose it, like you said, 3-0, and come out in front. And you know, all three of our turnovers occurred in about a 6-minute span in the fourth quarter. So Charleston had, you know, a number of opportunities to cash in. They did score one touchdown and kick the field goal. They outscored us 10-0 in the fourth quarter. But, you know, on the final drive, you know, where they certainly had a great opportunity to get in position for an easy field goal or score a touchdown. You know, we came up big, you know, third and fourth down, and able to put some pressure on the quarterback and slow the run game down. And, of course, the game finished with, you know, them running on the field in a hurry situation to kick a 51-yarder, and Nick Grohl, one of our defensive ends, slightly tipped the ball, and so the kick still had enough distance but was left, and, you know, we came out on top.
You got an immediate question in queue. If you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Kurt, small private schools have obviously a big challenge being good in football on a consistent basis. I wonder if Richmond's success over the last decade or so is encouraging to Elon and maybe a model to follow.
Well, I mean, Richmond's got a great tradition and a history that goes way back, and done a tremendous job, but doesn't seem like it matters really who the head coach is. They find ways to win. And I've really never looked at it that way, to be honest with you. I mean, our situation is sort of unique to us. And, you know, I feel very confident we can build a championship football program here. I wouldn't have taken this job if I didn't feel that way. And it's all about recruiting and development. You got to recruit the right kind of guys, and then you got to develop them. And, you know, I think we're making progress right now in the development phase, and it all starts with changing, you know, the culture and the mindset and the expectation level. And so, you know, it's one day at a time and just trying to improve as much as you can. But, you know, I feel like there's no limitations on what we can accomplish. And I think when you're at this point in the season, this game is 90% mental. A lot of it has to do with the mindset of your team, you know, and how you're approaching your preparation day in, day out.
Hey, thanks. If I could follow up by asking your impressions of Richmond, what do you see?
Well, Richmond's a great football team. There's no doubt about it. They're very, very well coached. You know, offensively, they're led by a veteran quarterback that's been through a lot of wars. And he's got great poise, and he executes very well. He can make all the throws, but he can, you know, he can move also. He's got there's a great receiving stable there, a number of targets, you know, which makes it extremely difficult. You know, they're multiple in their scheme, and, you know, run different personnel groupings and different looks out there, and they're effective running the football too. So you just can't key on one guy, and you know, that's going to put a lot of pressure on our defense. And then, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, they're doing a really nice job. They got a lot of guys close to the line of scrimmage. You know, it's sort of an all-out effort to stop the run, and they got good players. So, you know, they create a number of preparation issues for you. You know, you don't see a defense like this all the time schematically. And, you know, they're coming off a great victory where they played extremely well against a team that – you know, beat an FBS team in week one, I mean, this game was 49-7 before you could even blink. So, you know, we're they're playing really well. I'm sure they've got great confidence heading into their first conference game, and it'll be a big challenge.
Thank you, Kurt.
All right, Kurt, thanks for your time today, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Great. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.